Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph. After discussing the leniencies which apply to making a mechitza and to making the surrounding walls in a camp traveling through a desert, and then also an army camp, now the Mishnah discusses another leniency with regards to making the mechitzas, and this leniency was for those who were walking up to Yerushalayim for the Sholosh Regalim. There's a mitzvah in the Torah for each of the Sholosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, to travel up to Yerushalayim and appear at the Beis HaMikdash. So there would be thousands and thousands of Jews traveling up to Yerushalayim, and when it comes to Shabbos, they would set up camp, and they would need to access water. So there were lots of wells on the roads towards Yerushalayim. However, the problem is that the well was usually considered a Rishus HaYochid, because it was usually at least 4x4 tefachim, and it was at least 10 tefachim deep, or 10 tefachim high if it was above the ground. So to draw water from the well on Shabbos, if the well is in a Rishus HaRabin, that would be forbidden mid-Araisa. And even if it's in a Karmelis, it's still forbidden mid-Rabbanon, and so they would need to make a Rishus HaYochid around the well, so that it was just taking from Rosh HaYochid into another Rosh HaYochid, which is permitted. And in this case, the Rabbanim were also lenient into how he needs to make his Rosh HaYochid, and that he doesn't have to make sure that it's totally surrounded by four walls, as we're going to see in our Mishnah now. It's in Pasen Labirois, one can make boards for wells, meaning in order to make sure that the area around the well is also Rosh HaYochid, you can use boards to make the surrounding walls. Now these boards do not need to be totally surrounding the well, rather it's enough that Arba Duyumdin, if there are four double boards, meaning corner boards, so they sort of meet at a right angle, near in Kishmona, it's like it appears to be eight different boards, because each corner is really made of two sides, and then the part in between the corners does not have to be filled up. So if you imagine there was a large square which you made around the well, and on each of the corners you put boards, but you didn't fill up the sides in between each corner piece. Now of course you can't make a massive square and then there'll be a massive, massive gap between each corner piece. We're going to see later on in this Mishnah how big a gap you can have. And as will become clear later on in the Mishnah, this case which we're talking about now refers to a case where the distance between the corner boards is over 10 amos, but less than 13 and a third amos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that as long as the gap is not more than 13 and a third amos, then it's enough just to put the corner pieces, and that is considered a Rishus HaYochid, that is a leniency given to this situation so that the people walking up to Yerushalayim would be able to have food for themselves and for their animals on Shabbos. However, Rabbi Meir says, Shemoyna, you need to have eight boards near in Kishneimosar, which appear to be like 12. So that means that you have to have four corner pieces, so that's already like eight. Plus, you have to have one board in the middle of each of the sides. As we're about to see, Rabbi Meir holds that the maximum gap which can be in between the boards is 10 amos. So since in this case, the gap between each corner board and the one on the other side, since the gap is more than 10 amos, there needs to be another board in the middle so that the gap between each board and then the corner board is less than 10 amos. As Rabbi Meir explains, Arba Duyumdin, four double pieces, four corner pieces, Arba Pshutin, and then four straight regular boards, which are placed in the middle of each side. Says the Mishnah, of course, Govhon Asar Tfachim, their height needs to be at least 10 Tfachim, just like every Mechitza, V'rochbon Shisha, the width of each of the corner boards, needs to be at least 6 Tfachim, which is the same as an Amar. We're going to understand that the width of the middle piece, according to Meir, who says that there's a middle piece on each side, that can be any amount, because the whole point is just to make sure that the gap between each corner board is not more than 10 amos. So the width of that middle piece does not need to be a specific width, although this is subject to debate among the Rishonim. The Ovyon and the thickness of the boards, Kol Shehu, that can be any amount, as long as the width of the corner boards are at least 6 tefachim. Alright, and now the Mishnah comes to the point of how large the distance between each board can be. And in short, as we said, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the maximum distance is 13 and a third amos, whereas Rabbi Meir holds it's 10 amos. And the Mishnah is going to tell us that in quite a roundabout way, and that is, Uvei Nehen, in between each board, the maximum distance can be Kimlish Tei Revoke Shal Sholish Sholish Bokar, the size of two groups of three animals. We're referring to oxen specifically. And one ox by itself takes up the space of 1 2/3 amos. So three oxen is 5 amos. It follows, therefore, that two groups of three oxen is 10 amos. So that's what Rabbi Meir is trying to tell us, that the maximum distance between the boards is 10 amos. And therefore, if between each corner board there is a distance of more than 10 amos, then you will need to add another board in the middle of each side so that the distance between each board is now less than 10 amos. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shel Arba Arba, the maximum distance is the size of two groups of four oxen. So you need to add on another 1 2/3 amos twice, and that comes to 13 and a third amos. Now, how do we get to that specific amount of 13 and a third amos, or 10 amos? Because in the example which the Mishnah is describing, kashurais v'lo mutarais, the animals are tied up and not untied, so the animals are all right next to each other, there's no gap between them, and achas nechneses v'achas yetzes, one group of animals is going in, we imagine as if one group is going in, into this rishus hayochid, and the other group is going out. So if you've got two groups of animals going in opposite directions next to each other, then you need slightly more space than if they were going in the same direction. So using all of those considerations, the Mishnah comes to these figures of 10 amos and 13 and a third amos. The reason why the Mishnah is telling us in a roundabout way is to show that the entire leniency was only given so that one could be able to feed his animals water on Shabbos when traveling up to Yerushalayim for the Shalosh Regalim.